You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Corey Spangler. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Maggie.
All right, so it has now been several months since you've actually been in the UK, but you and your family had an exciting adventure this summer for, it was like 2 months, right?
Or close to 2 months. It sure was.
Okay,
it was.
So yes. tell us a little bit about what you were doing and what some of the highlights were for you.
Yeah, it's so great. Such a great trip. Yeah, so we traveled really all over the UK. We laugh because we would meet people and they would say, you've done more traveling here than we've done, and we live here. So we were quite adventurous. We say that was our American desire to be on road trips. We were willing to kind of drive all over the place. So yeah, we toured around. We did a lot of historical stops, just lots of great stops connected to literature, you know, history and reading are my two favorite things. And so putting those two things together was great. But we also got to spend some really neat time visiting some church plants there. And our family was able to serve with them and, just to worship with other communities of churches that are being established there and learn a lot about just the mission that's going on across the UK and particularly in Scotland. So it was a great trip. Thanks for asking.
I love it. Absolutely. I know it's been a while, like I said earlier, but this is the first time you've recorded a podcast with me since.
Yes, it's been a while.
So I had to ask so that our listeners could hear about it. All right. So on this episode, we are starting a new unit. This is Unit 18, and it's titled Hope to Come, and it's going to run for 5 sessions. So, Corey, why don't you share with us the unit description for this session or for this unit?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so for this unit, we're going to learn that Nehemiah led God's people to return home from exile and rebuild Jerusalem's walls. Ezra began teaching God's word, and the people vowed to faithfully obey God. Malachi, the last Old Testament prophet, reminded the people of God's love for them. And Malachi also warned God's people to repent of their disobedience and pointed them to the coming Messiah.
All right. Thank you for that. And listeners, as you remember, a new unit means new big picture question and answer and new key passage. So I will share those now. It is, what is the Bible about? And the answer is, the Bible is the story of God's plan to save people through Jesus. Our key passage is coming from John 20:31, and each age group, it's a little bit different. All right. So I will start with babies and toddlers. And they are learning the truth that these are written so you may believe Jesus is God's son. Younger preschool is learning these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Older preschool is learning these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. And our older and younger kids will learn the whole verse, so they will learn These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And again, that is John 20:31. All right, so we've talked about the Unit 18 information, but we're going to really focus in on Unit 18, Session 1 today, and that's titled The Walls Rebuilt. This is coming from Nehemiah chapters 1 through 6. So, Corey, why don't you share with us the big idea of this session?
Sure. So when King Cyrus issued the order to allow God's people to go back to Jerusalem, some returned while others did not. Last week, we learned that Esther was among those who stayed behind in Persia. This week, we'll see how Nehemiah also stayed in Persia. Yet when Nehemiah heard how Jerusalem was in ruins, he asked the king to let him return. We'll see how Nehemiah helped rebuild the walls around Jerusalem. And then our story points for this session. For preschool, God's people rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. And for kids, even though their enemies tried to stop them, God's people rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem.
All right. Thanks for that, Corey. Now let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about activities that might need a little extra prep or a little extra instruction. So I will start us off with preschool. In younger preschool, there is an activity called play in a construction yard. And you're just going to want to make sure that the large stones used are large enough to not be choking hazard. That's always important with our preschoolers. You could also, instead of doing the activity as written, you could also print and laminate pictures of large stones for this activity. In older preschool, there is an activity called match and build. And in this activity, you're going to want to focus less on the colors of the blocks and more on just using the same blocks to recreate the structure. All right. So, Corey, what do we have going on with kids this week?
Absolutely. Those were great points above. So with our younger kids, we have an activity called marshmallow walls, which sounds so fun. And so one alternative is instead of using the regular sized marshmallows or what some would call like jumbo size and a lollipop stick, you could instead use the little miniature marshmallows and toothpicks. So get more in a bag and maybe a little easier for supplies, especially for large groups of kiddos. And then for kids worship, for the group demo for this session, it would be perfect to do this one outside, of course, if weather allows and then church safety policy allows too. That would be fun if it's an alternative for your group.
Love it. All right, let's wrap up by talking about what we are excited about in this session or what stands out to us. So I'll start and then Corey, I'll hand it off to you. I was reading through the story and I was just thinking about what a great example of what it looks like to both trust in God's plan and have faith in what he has promised to do while also taking action. Before building the wall, Nehemiah prayed and observed and planned, and then he also started rallying the people together to build. Then, when the people faced opposition from their enemies, they began by praying to God, but they also appointed a guard and took action to protect themselves. And God calls us to both of these actions, right? He calls us to both trust in his plan and listen to him. And then he also invites us to be active participants in that plan. And I think sometimes that can be a hard balance to strike. But this story does a really good job of showing what it can look like when those are both combined.
Oh, those are great points, Maggie. Thanks for sharing that. I really love this session that it is a provision session. And even though that may be like a hard connection to make, I think if we understand and are able to show kids that it is God who gave Nehemiah the conviction in wanting and desiring to rebuild the walls in Jerusalem. And then it was also God that gave him favor with the king to even allow that to happen. And so, you know, God gave Nehemiah the boldness that he needed to act upon what he had heard about the state of destruction in Jerusalem. And then it was God that gave him the favor and ultimately the victory over his enemies as they were trying to do this project to rebuild. And so I think just sharing with kids and reminding them and reminding ourselves that it's God who calls us to this good work. And he gives us what we need to be able to see that through and to have victory over those who are against us in those efforts.
Such a good reminder. I love that, Corey. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.